Bonjour, this is Cyril from Work Smarter, Live Better. In this video, I want to share with you one simple process that can have a big impact for you and your loved one. I'm at the moment in a Spanish island called Lanzarote. But Lanzarote is part of the Canary Island, which is off Africa. And we wanted to spend Christmas with our son, Cameron, who lives in England. But we decided to also go away and have a bit of sunshine. And so we thought about the Canary Island and it's winter and beautiful weather. And we just had a visit of this national park around me. Lanzarote is actually created by volcano. And so you can see all those rocks around. It's unbelievable to see this. We went to visit where the eruption happened in the 1730. And at the place of the eruption, if you dig, I think it's about half a meter down, it's still 140 degree. And if you dig 6 meters down, it's 400 degree. We ate in a restaurant where they had dig a big hole 10 meters down. And the only thing is kind of big well, they have a plate on top of it and that's where they cook everything. It's so warm. It was just unbelievable. And you might be able to see behind me the crater of some of the volcano. Stunning place to see. Now, earlier this year, TK and I had a bit of a planning session about what we wanted to do. And we planned this, but we planned ahead with the big picture. What do we want to do? Where do we want to go and so on? And the reason I mention that is because when I talk about planning at a business level, I see a lot of leaders spending a lot of time doing the planning, doing the strategy, doing the thinking session. But when I ask the leader that I train about planning for their personal life, a lot of them say, yeah, I should, or, you know, if I have the time, or it's a bit too hard, and they never get round doing it. My suggestion is take the time to do it. And I want to make it simple and actually enjoyable. Let's make it simple and enjoyable. I suggest that at the start of every year, you have a bit of a planning session. TK and I call that the dinner with a pen and paper. For those who've never heard about it, I'm going to explain how to do it. For those who've already heard from me how to, about it, it's time to plan your dinner with a pen and paper. What happened is, at the start of every year, and Tiki and I were talking about that recently, in the next few weeks, we will book a very nice restaurant. A lovely dinner, the two of us. And each of us will spend 10 minutes before the restaurant, before the dinner, to think about 2023. And the way I personally do it is I mind map it. I take a blank piece of paper, I put my life in 2023 in the middle, and then I mind map all the different area of my life. And I think about what a great 2023 looks like. So I say, in term of my health, what do I think? In term of the family, what do I think? In term of my relationship with TK, what do I think? In term of my business, what do I think? In term of my finance. And so I dream, I think about a wonderful 2023. And I do a little mind map. And honestly, it takes me about 10 minutes. I don't have to be perfect, don't have to be nice. I just dream about it. And TK does the same thing. She doesn't mind map, she just writes it down. But same thing. We divided our life in about 8 areas. And then we'd think about the different thing. And then we go to this dinner with a pen and paper where we both bring our ideal 2023. And the way it works is first, she share with me what her ideal 2023 looks like. And my rule is I listen to her. I'm not allowed to say anything to criticize. When she finishes explaining, the only thing I can do is try to clarify, but also asking her, how can I help you to do this? So that's the mentality. I really listen and I really think, how can I help her? Then she does the same thing. She listened to me. I explained my ideal 2023. And same thing, she asked some question. And in the end, we build what it's gonna look like for the family, the kind of holiday we want. And we start doing a bit of a planning for the year. It's fun to do it. It's enjoyable. It's very simple. And once we've done that, we have really discussed and made a plan together about what 2023 is going to look like. I, after that, is going to put it a little bit in a neat format, but that's the starting point, or that's the main point of doing it. So my suggestion, my question to you is this: is it worse for you to do a dinner with a pen and paper? And if yes, with who and when? I highly suggest you do it. Take your partner, take your wife, your husband, your loved one, and have this sharing session. It's a wonderful time to plan. And so we had planned Lanzarote in 2022, and I'm super excited to have this dinner with a pen and paper with TK to talk about what 2023 looks like. I'm gonna finish enjoying, we've got another few days in Lanzarote. I'm gonna finish enjoying this beautiful island. Weather is great, the sea is warm, the people are lovely, and the rocks around, I mean, this surrounding, this volcano surrounding is unbelievable. You have a lovely, lovely 2023. My best wish to all of you. And I'm so looking forward for an amazing, amazing 2023. A bientôt.